Philly Pride 365 Festival will relocate this year from the Gayborhood to the Parkway for what organizers are promising will be a full-scale can't-miss celebration. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more on the festivities set for June 7th.
The event usually attracts thousands of people to the city's Gayborhood each year. But to coincide with celebrations for America's 250th anniversary this summer, the move to the Parkway aims to make the event more visible than ever. The Gayborhood won't be entirely cut out of this year's event, as Philly Pride 365 says it will provide programming throughout Pride Week. Tickets to access festival grounds start at $10. Organizers say some free tickets will be made available through community partnerships. Those partnerships, alongside VIP packages, ticket purchases, and the talent lineup, are set to be announced in May. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
The new owner of Crozier Chester Medical Center wants to restore health services to the shuttered hospital. Chariot Allaire Partners gave a public presentation last night at Widener University. Longtime Crozier employee Annette Holloway says she was impressed.
Well, this sounds very promising. At least we're hearing something. You know, this has been going on long enough.
Chariot Allaire Partners says it wants to right-size the inpatient hospital to a tenth of its current size, find an established operator, and reopen the sprawling campus in Upland. The reopening process could take around 3 years. Skies are clear, sun is out, temperatures are soaring. 87 degrees right now in Center City, Philadelphia, under beautiful blue skies. Right now, 85 in Downingtown, Atlantic City at 77, Wilmington at 87, Princeton at a balmy 86. And we're not done warming up yet in Philadelphia. We could still see the mercury get to 90 degrees or so. A few more hours to go to see it climb. Overnight, we are expecting a few clouds. Temperatures dip down into the low 70s. Yes, the low 70s, the low for overnight.